V'zehu gam kein b'chinas kriya alames chasasham. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we will also understand another mitzvah that we have. When a person who is very close to you passes away, one of the seven relatives, we tear kriya. It's amazing that we're learning this right now. I had wanted to mention in the beginning of the shir to dedicate today's shir to two people, actually. One person is Reb Shimshon b'Reb Aaron, who is the father of a close friend of ours, Peretz Rubel, whose yahrzeit is today, and the shir is dedicated in his memory, and also to a young man who died on Shabbos and was brought to Israel yesterday, and the funeral took place early evening last night, buried on Har HaMenuchas here. His name was Aharon Simcha ben Michoel David. And the thing that when they spoke, the brief words that were said at the funeral were all about his silence, how he never questioned that throughout this whole process, he went through cancer. He had four different bouts with cancer. And each time while he was going through it, a young person in his 20s, in his late 20s, it's so natural for a person to scream, why me? And all the different questions. And then there's this Vayidoim Aharon. This person who passed away, his name was Aaron also. And he followed in the footsteps of Aaron, who was able to be silent in order to receive the Makifin. Sometimes the way that you get to understand what's going on is by not asking any questions, by not speaking. By going into that mode of silence, a person taps into the Makifin. He taps into a place of such high knowledge that it can't be spoken about. It's communicated not through speech, it's communicated through other ways. And so now he said, this is the mitzvah of kriya lames, that at a funeral, they tear kriya, they tear the garment, they make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Dayan Hames, and then they tear the garment. Ki nifgam halavushin, shein b'chinas chashmal, because we're showing that by the fact that a Jew died, it means the garment is defective. A Jewish soul has left, which means the das has left. Just like when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the das left. A Jew is a Beis Hamikdash. When a Jew leaves, it means the das has left to a degree. As the pasuk says, "V'nishmas shakai tevinim." Their heavenly soul gives them understanding. So the neshama is the tevuna, the understanding, the sechel, the moichin, the makifin. When a neshama leaves, it means the sechel has left. Ukefi histalkus hadas, kein nistalik hachashmal, shubuchin eslevushin. And relative to the amount of das leaves, that's how much chashmal leaves. Chashmal is the garment of the das. V'alkein, romaz shmuel l'shoul. And this is why we find that Shmuel Hanavi, the prophet Shmuel, hinted to Shaul HaMelech al yidei kriyas bigdoi, when Shmuel Hanavi reprimanded Shaul HaMelech very severely for not fulfilling Hashem's instructions, not wiping out all of Amalek, men, women, children, sheep, cattle, not to leave any of it to bring sacrifices. He said, who needs your lousy sacrifices? Hashem wants you to listen to what he said. Listen to what he tells you to do. If he says, kill the animals, kill them. Don't bring them as sacrifices. And Shaul HaMelech heard the words of Shmuel HaNavi, and he realized that he had made a terrible, terrible mistake. And he tried begging Shmuel HaNavi to stand by him. And Shmuel HaNavi turned to leave. And Shaul HaMelech grabbed hold of his garment, and Shmuel continued walking, and the garment of Shmuel HaNavi tore. And Shmuel HaNavi said to him, just like my garment has just torn, this is a message to you from Hashem, that Hashem is tearing away your kingdom from you, that your kingdom has just come to a screeching halt. Ki habegodim heim bebechinas malchus. Because the garments represent Malchus. As Rabbi Nezal says in many places, there's a famous line in the Gemara where the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his respect, kavod. And we know respect is the king. The highest level of respect in Judaism is to the king. Higher than the rabbi, higher than a parent. Ki hamalchus mekabeles me'amakifin anal kanal. Because as we explained way earlier, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, in the first part of that chapter in Likut Imran, he speaks about the makifin and the teachings of the son and the student and all of that. In the second part of that chapter in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about parnosa coming from the malchus, parnosa and wealth coming from the malchus, and then Rabbeinu Zal connects them. Rabbeinu Zal says, to the degree that there is this flow of makifin and everything, to that degree it makes it possible the malchus receives from those makifin and translates it into parnosa and wealth and shefa. So therefore, the garments, which are malchus, again, because the malchus receives from these makifin, therefore, when there's a death, which represents the makifin leaving, the garments are torn. V'zeh b'chinas bigdei malchus. And this is why the Torah speaks about the clothing, royal garments. B'chinas, as it says, v'tilbash Esther malchus, that Queen Esther dressed herself in royalty. And the Gemara says, Shelov Shesa Ruach HaKodesh. She put on her Ruach HaKodesh. Hainu Hasogas HaMakifim Shem Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh means the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Makifim. That's what it is. It's a revelation, a divine revelation. Shemishom Nimshochen HaLevushin. That's where the garments draw their power from. Bechinas Levush Malchus. The garments of Malchus, which receive from the makifin. V'alkein, al yedei shekora Shmuel beged shol, I think that this is a mistake, a printer's mistake of some sort. Therefore, by Shmuel Anavi tearing the garment of Shol, that's what it says here, but it was Shol who tore Shmuel's garment. Kora malchusoi, he tore his kingdom. K'may shekoso shom, as the Pasuk says there, Koro Hashem es Mamluchus Yisrael, Hashem is torn away from you, the kingdom of the Jewish people, Unasana, and given it away to your friend who is better than you, to Dovra Melech. With this, we conclude this appendix, paragraph Yud, which spoke about Cherem, excommunication, mourning, Tisha B'Av, all of these things, and some of the laws of mourning. Now, in the next paragraph, paragraph Yud Aleph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to teach us about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick, and also tie that in beautifully to the chapter on Likut Imran that we're dealing with and to our whole discussion that we've had till now.